Good evening and welcome, guys, to First State Military Academy board meeting. We have a quorum. As always, let's show we begin at 5:31. And with that, we'll start with a moment of silence and then we'll go to approval of our agenda. Thank you, everyone. Wonderful. All right. The agenda was published ahead of time. As note, guys, always agenda items may be not be considered in sequence. Agendas are subject to change. Changes may include the addition or deletion items, including executive sessions. Do I have any additions or changes to the agenda as presented? Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? I got one over there. Second. And I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Wonderful. All right. We have a very exciting time. We have two new board members. And what we're going to do is allow you guys a few moments to say a few words and make sure, well, let's do this first. Introductions of these guys, then you guys, then we'll do a vote, and then you get to come up and I get to put a little pin and we do a little ceremony. Yeah, very exciting. So, all right, we'll start to my right. You know the commandant, I think.
Patrick Lucy,
commandant. Oh, no. There's got to be a little bit more than that. Shouldn't there be? Like,
okay.
Founding commandant, been here, Polytech, maybe 30 seconds.
Sure. Getting ready, headed my 26th year in education. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania. Graduated from Indiana University of Pennsylvania in 93, and then I got my master's from Wilmington University in 2004. So,
all right, there we go. We had to drag it out of him, as you can tell.
All
right, Big O. You.
I'm Leslie Stapleford. I am just actually a new board member since December, I think, of the past year. I do have a cadet here starting his senior year. I work at Chase Bank in the marketing department. I've been there for almost 20 years. That's about it.
All right, cool. You guys know me.
I'm Blair Newman. I'm a teacher rep. I'm entering my 10th year of education. I've been here since the school started. Graduated from Cesar Rodney, so I'm local. Got my master's from Wilmington. I'm getting my master's from Wilmington University.
Cool. Jim.
Jim Bird. I'm CFO, COO for Shoreline Construction. Been with them 13 years before that, 22 years at MBNA. Been on the board, what, 4 years now?
Mm-hmm.
Treasurer and whatever else, Scott Pete.
Essentially, that's true. Reg.
Reggie Capitan. I spent 7 years plus in the Corps. And I was in law enforcement for 20-some years, and I owned a business for about 30 years. I just sold, retired from that. And I came on the board last September, something like that.
Yep.
I don't even remember when it was. Something close to that.
Yeah. I'm Kevin Yenser. I've been on the board. It seems like it's new, but it's been 2 years already.
Yep. I thought he was going to say it seems like a generation, but...
Yeah, forever.
And he does, nicely. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff. All right, Len, a few words, sir, about you.
Hey, I'm Len Viteri, also from Western Pennsylvania, Beaver Falls. You know where that is.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay. I currently serve in the Delaware National Guard. I've been on active duty. I've been in reserve, and I'm full-time with the Delaware National Guard now. For 18 years, I was a public affairs officer, so I got to spend a lot of time going up and down the state and meeting a lot of good people. Currently, I serve as a legislative liaison, so been hanging around Lake Hall with Scott the last couple of years here. I've been to probably 4 or 5 events down here at First State Military Academy. Always impressed, very professional cadets and cadre. Your guys are great events, what I've seen. I don't know a lot about public education, but we spoke a little bit, and I see there's a lot of challenges associated with it, so I wanted to offer, try to offer and see if I can help contribute.
Now, tell them how we first met. It was a little place downrange, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Scott was, we were both in Saudi Arabia
yep.
at the time. Scott was with an engineer. This kills you, but I was with a
yes.
public affairs union. I was with an engineer company, not an engineer officer.
Yes, you were public affairs officer for those guys. That's the patch I really wanted to wear, but what the heck patch? Oh, I know it. It was 416th Engineer Command. That's the patch I finally ended up with, the Chicago guys, who's I was working for over there. They were the higher headquarters. But anyway, that's how I ran into him or got to know him.
Not
well. Yeah. All right, Ms. Verity.
I'm Barry Watson. I am a lobbyist with a firm called Ruggiero Wilson & Associates. I represent the Charter Schools Network, which is an organization that involves all 23 charters now. Public education is my thing. I got my master's in public policy and finance. Through lobbying, public education is kind of my niche. I keep a very close eye on the public education world. It is complicated. And I know specifically that, unfortunately, charter schools are a lot of times targets in that world. And I think there's a lot of good that we are doing, and I think we should be telling that. And Scott and I try and do our best, but I'm really interested to learn more from the inside of an actual school. I've tried to visit every school, charter school up and down the state, but I'm excited for this opportunity. It'll be great.
Wonderful. Me too. I will tell you that, guys, from my point of view, I'm very pleased to offer these two folks for your consideration as becoming board members. You all right, Jim? Okay, cool. And with that, what I want to do is, if we can, I want to have a vote, and then I'm going to ask you two guys to come up here, and I'm going to do a little thing, and we'll get you your pin. So do I have a motion to accept them as board members? Wonderful. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Wonderful. All right. You two guys come on up here, and I'm going to do a little ceremony.
I always like doing this.
It makes it official. I know it's embarrassing, isn't it?
Why do we like to stay behind the scenes.
Yes, I know, but no. All right, so this is easy. I do all the reading. All you have to do is say your name and stuff like that. All right? So, I state your name.
Hi,
do you swear or affirm without reservation that you will support the First State Military Academy to your fullest ability, always keeping the cadets of this school foremost in your deliberations and efforts? While exercising your duties as members of the board of directors, you will further support the school's commandant and senior Marine staff in their efforts to manage the staff, faculty, and our cadets. You further support the school with your time and financial resources as necessary and needed. Finally, do you understand as a board member, you are held to a higher standard and you will not seek nor allow any financial gain, it's a big deal, to occur while a board member shall disclose any conflict of interest that may exist. If you agree or affirm, please say I do.
I do.
Wonderful. And with that, I am going to hand you your official
thank you.
Pin. Now, I know I can't really put this, but I'm going to put that there and put that there. Welcome back, I'm glad you're with us. And, VW, you can. Yep. All right. Well, I'm going wonderful. All right, guys, we're done. All the official ceremony. Make sure you get all the stuff for our meeting. Wonderful. All right, that is taken care of. On to our agenda. Secretary's report, approval of the minutes. Those were published, I think, and they were out. Mm-hmm. And we'll take a second if anybody's got any additions or corrections to the 25 June minutes. Okay. Got a motion to accept?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Thank you. All right. Public comment. We don't have any public comment. Please show the record. Public comment closed. Very well. Jim.
All right. Real quick, to pass off pieces, what you have here is the Excel spreadsheet treasury's report, pump end of June.
That's that one.
And there's two accounts that the board has possession of, a checking account and a savings account. At this point in time, the balance in the checking account is at $6,302.74. It stayed that way net for the month. There was a check that was written to NRA Services, Inc., which is the which is needed for the USDA.
It was our fee, wasn't it, for the...
I'm going to call it like a registered agent. It's not that. That's kind of like... It's
okay.
And there was reimbursement from the school since the school did not have them set up as a vendor in their piece and they needed to pay. So there was $125 going out from the checking account with $125 coming in from the school into the board's checking account. And there was a 2-cent deposit for the interest on the savings account. And the two supporting documents are the bank statements. So you have full disclosure what's there. The savings account is done quarterly and checking account is done monthly. And starting in August, sometime tail end of August, Pat, I would assume that we'll have the interest-only money put in so that the USDA can take it out September. Then sometime again, towards the end of September, we start putting the ballpark $25,000
right
from the school into the savings account. So come September, October, the savings that you'll see activity coming in and going up in the savings account to handle the USDA process, because we do not want the USDA going into the school's bank account and just taking it really in.
Right. So what happens is, because USDA wants an account that they can sweep, and they will not or cannot, or we won't allow them to go into First State Financial, which is the system for schools, quite frankly, we were lucky that we actually had this outside account set up. So what's going to happen is, First State, the school is going to transfer about $195,000 for our interest, our last interest-only payment on our USDA loan into this account, and then it gets sweeped out in September. And then every month, there's going to be a sweep from their account into this account so USDA can draw every month on our interest and principal pay for the loan.
To bring you two up to speed, the school took out a 6.3 with another 630. There's a $6.3 million loan with a 10% add-on to 6.93. And with USDA, and it was interest-free, interest-only for the first 3 years, and then interest principal after that. And I'd like to say the interest rate was 2%, something like that.
Yeah, it's and like hardly
so
anything.
The third 12-month period ends on August 31st, so September 1st, and the first interest principal starts on October.
Right. So this
roughly $25,000 a month.
Yep. And this account is going to become very busy then. You'll see lots of movement in, lots of movement out, and so on and so forth. Cool. All right. Anything else, Jim, on that? Any questions? Seeing none, thank you. Good. All right, moving on. Pat, to you. Now you're going to get this packet that says financial reports month ending June. It's this one. And underneath of that should be the web report, which says financial report and board approval, and then a multicolored two-pager. And I think, is that it, Pat? I think those are the four docs. Or is there one more? I'll wait for everybody to get the rest. Yep. All right, my friend, to you, sir.
So, looking at the narrative for the fiscal year 2019, so end of June, of course, 100%, we're done with the year, and the financial reports are based on the approved budget that we did in February 1st. Revenues, we received $124,553 over the approved budget for fiscal year 19. So we had more money than we estimated coming in. The only lines where we did not meet revenue anticipated was PSO funds and our tech replacement, which is our Chromebook deposits. Expenses, psychological and therapists will be over as we use more of the services than expected. So that's just something coming into the year we need to make sure that that I allocate appropriately, you know, now that Arles is leaving, you know, these services. We will have this, the reason it was up again, it'll be up again this year too, is, you know, we did a number of assessments with our students 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, and of course, that means you have to do them every 3 years. That means you're going to have a bunch of them this year again, too, so kind of goes in a cycle. Our educational consultants, we use Edgenuity for a variety of products, and what happened was we paid it already, paid it out of this fiscal, last year's, this 19th fiscal year. Should come out of 20. So I'm working on a consolidated grant now, and that will take that out of there. Temporary employment services, we're up again, but that's because we lost our school nurse, and we had to pay for a sub, which is $50 an hour for a month and a half.
But that was last year, not this year.
Well, I'm just reviewing last
year. Yeah, yeah. So, but this coming, well, we'll get to that in a sec. Right.
Okay. Chromebook deposit reimbursements, parents. Was projected higher for fiscal year 20. Security, of course, was higher than projected as we purchased 9 cameras. But again, that also came out of a grant we received from the state for $13,000. Postage and advertising was for our mailers. That was a little bit more than we anticipated. Telecommunication services were higher. I will tell you this. That when we put in for the when we put the phone systems in and everything 5 years ago, it's all coming due. So I just got bills for $30,000.
For what?
To software, new licenses, and all these different things. I met with them. We're going to space out the payments, but yeah, it's.
This is coming from OmniMaven?
No, this is coming from
the guys who. So MTM came and said...
They sent us the bills. I met with the salesperson.
All right.
And we went over and broke it down. And these are just...
Relicensing fees and stuff like that?
Because we cannot add to our system. Because we're still growing.
Right.
We cannot add to our system unless we upgrade everything. Not the phones themselves, not the hardware, but all the software. We need new... I don't know what they're called, you know. All the different stuff. I can show you the bills are down there. I'm going to space them out so we don't they don't hit this fiscal year.
Is there any discussion or would it be appropriate to have that reviewed? I mean, do we need all that done? I guess what I'm trying to say is, imagine the sales guy comes in and says, "Yeah, here's your bill for $30,000, and you're going to get all these things." There may be a question. As to, well, do I really need all these things, or are you just upselling, and are you making me spend more money than I should? And how do we know that everything that MTM has presented is necessary or required by us to function?
It's the bare bones stuff.
Okay.
You
want a second opinion? Should we get a second opinion?
Well, we could, but you're talking about taking everything that we have already purchased. And starting over again.
No, I agree. I would not want to do that.
But that's our only other option. We're locked in. We locked in 7 years yep. ago, 6 years ago, and we signed on with them.
That part, I understand. I'm just wondering whether there is room to...
I tried.
All right.
And is this something that would happen every 5 years? Or well, what's this?
The software is always going to need upgraded. Things there's always going to be changes.
All right. Will this hit what fiscal year is it? It's going to hit this fiscal year then. It's going to hit this budget. It's going to hit
FY20. Well, I'm going to the bigger payments I'm going to spread over. One's going to be in fiscal year 21.
Next year.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Has that been reflected in the proposed this budget here, the proposed, for has Woody taken any of those numbers and washed it through the system in
no,
here
I'm
yet?
No, I'm meeting with Dorsell tomorrow. We're going to start cleaning okay. it up and looking at it now that we're getting a more accurate site picture of what we have for next year.
All right. So we got a discussion about some technology coming. All right, I can move. Okay.
The question I had on NPAT was, do we need all those upgrades and stuff right now? Because there's a lot of times we get, you know, for example, Windows has upgrades. Some you get, some you don't. I think that's what Scott was trying to get at.
If we bought more than we needed in the system we have. And so, but for me to upgrade the system to add new phones, I have to upgrade. Because we got buildings now without phones in them. That's our speaker system.
Yeah.
And so all these things come into play. And so, you know, it's just that's kind of, you know, we're kind of stuck.
Okay.
So it's a good system. But, you know.
And I know it's a good system and it's pretty robust.
I'll be honest with you, I'd rather just have a copper wire.
Well, yeah, okay. Me too, but we can't do that.
Well, I know when electricity goes out, you know, I like to have a phone that still works.
This is VIOP, the voice over VOIP, the internet protocol stuff.
Voice over internet.
Yeah, right. Correct.
I don't, because when everything goes down, it all goes down. Yeah, we have nothing.
If your arm's down, your phone system's down.
Correct.
Trust me.
Yes.
We need some of those wind-up phones. You know?
Yes.
Tin cans.
Old field phones.
Old horns.
He's experienced it. I've experienced it.
So. All right. So that means then that we've got some changes to the budget coming for the MTM mm-hmm. upgrades. All right. All right.
Yeah, I had to pay the $6,000 upgrade for the software so we could get the new phones.
All right. But there are additional follow-on upgrades and...
I'm pushing those off to the next fiscal year.
Okay. So the impact for this year is $6,000. And then the remaining 21 or 22K will be next year?
Fiscal year 21.
Okay. All right.
Tuition reimbursement. We have two teachers that are ARTC, and that is the alternative route to certification. That money is given to us from DOE, then reimburses staff members because they're required to take classes. We budgeted for one. We had two. Building ground repair, the mold removal, we got hit with a $12,000 bill beginning of the year. And, of course, we started a little bit replacing some of our doors. And our main entrance door here needed to be replaced, and so we took care of that. And of course, we bought whiteboards for some of our new classrooms. So we're just trying little by little every year to keep adding and fixing up things. And the door issues is something that, you know, some of the doors are old and we need to replace them. The other thing, the student body, the activity, our field trips, dual team, entry fees, and a senior gift purchase. Again, when you look at that, you have to understand that some of these field trips, or most of the field trips, are paid for by Marine Corps Junior RTC. So while we budgeted in our system, we didn't budget for that high, that money is still coming from the federal government to pay for those trips. Mm-hmm. Garbage removal, we didn't project as high. And supplies, we were a little bit up. And again, that's... You know, we just get more and more staff members. And, of course, the custodial supplies are additional supplies because we now hired our own team.
Right.
So that's pretty much our expenditures. And Arles and I sat down and went over the whole thing.
Okay. I'll hit a little bit more of that, guys, when we do CBOC because we just had one of those. Was it last week? Yes.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. All right. Anything else under expenditures for... The end of June?
No, that's it.
All right. You want to do federal and outlook?
Correct. So federal, we had a total of 282,883. We have 81,803 remaining. Mostly in salaries for IDA Part B grant. And, of course, we still have traveling money out there we did not use this year. for the federal government. And I think what we're going to do is transfer that over from Title II into Title I so we can apply it to some other areas in the school.
Are we flexible? Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Under the federal grants?
We already did it.
Okay. Well, glad I asked.
No, I'm just saying
we can and we did.
Yeah, okay, good.
But one thing that we are going to change, in years past, we used some of our monies in Title I to pay for our Chromebooks.
All right.
We are going to get out of doing that practice.
Why? Because of the timing?
No, because when you do use it with the federal grant money, then there's all kind of stipulations that come on with it.
Okay.
So we would just rather use our state local money for it, because if we use our local money for the Chromebooks, we have more flexibility.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So by using federal and state money, we don't have it. So starting next year, whether these kids like it or not, we're collecting all the Chromebooks.
So when?
Because we have to, because they're paid under the federal grant. We can't let them keep, even though we really can't do anything with them. The ones our seniors have going in our senior year, I mean, come on, what's the lifespan of a Chromebook? These things are 4 years old. They're beat up. Kids are not easy on them. So.
Well, that has two impacts then. First
what do we
is
do with these Chromebooks then?
Well, not only that, but because you're telling me because the federal dollars we're using that help purchase the Chromebooks require us to take them back.
Correct. We can't give them away.
All right. Well, that does two things. The first thing it does is now the deposits that all those parents made for those Chromebooks all have to go back. Well, if they request, that's right.
They request them, we give them
back. If they request their deposit back, absolutely, we have to give them back. So we've got a budget for that.
Okay.
And then the second piece is, as you just said, what do we do with all these dumbass Chromebooks that are beat up? I mean, I guess we recycle them?
We keep them for when kids break theirs and they need them, or, yeah, we're already running into that area. We got Chromebooks.
Will the vendors take them back on?
No, they don't
purchase.
All right.
I mean, the 4 years, it's just like they take their tool with the kids.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. That's why the hope and the expectation was that the bulk.
I wish I wish we could donate them to some organization. Yeah. That would be the best. They'd be great for kids at like maybe the Y, Boys and Girls Club, anything like that.
What about the Green Beret Project? What about those guys?
Something like that, but I don't know what I could do. But I am looking into it.
All right. All right.
So. Especially things like a summer camp could use them.
Absolutely.
School
year as long as they have Wi-Fi, they can do anything they want with them.
What about Massey's Aerodrome, the air park, right? The club out there?
I was thinking, when you put it back here, I was thinking PCA.
No. Oh, well, PCA. That's a possibility, I guess.
Well, because we use the facilities for athletics.
Yep. So we might be able to. All right.
Okay, that just got my mind going.
Okay. Good.
So we carried over $645,360 in state and local funds.
That's good.
Summer encumbrances are $428,639. So that ends up being about $220,000.
And essentially what we were able to do this year was not only did we have carryover, we met summer encumbrances plus 30 days cash and still have money left over. So that's a big deal for charters and for schools like ours, particularly this school, is to have both those left over or have enough left over.
And just so you know, I was talking with Dorsell last month and we were going over this. Some of the, because the state, according, they want 60 days cash.
Right.
We only have 30. And we were talking about everything. Keep one thing in mind. Okay, they used to have a performance fund that the charter school office gave charter schools to help out. And our year was 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And Delaware Met and Delaware STEM each got about $175,000. We got 50. Those two schools no longer exist. And I remember talking about it at the time, and I'll just share this with you so you know that some of the struggles we've gone through. And I called, and I was angry that we only got 50. And I was told by the DOE that they liked their applications better. And I said, do you realize the same organization wrote all three applications? Innovative Schools.
Yeah.
So
Jim and I are shaking our heads. We remember all this.
So, you know, and then the second thing is, because I do want this on recording, because I do want people to know, most charter schools were given, at the beginning of their existence, they were giving startup funds, $200,000 a year for 3 years, total $600,000. That then in turn went and Innovative Schools took that over and used to write that for the non-SEA grant. Early College got it, Antonio got it, all them got it, Delaware STEM got it, Delaware Met got it. We never got it. So keep in mind that we have really been never given any startup money like other schools, and yet we're sitting here today. So that is, you know, Dorstown and I are talking about it. She says, you know, Pat, you guys have done very well considering the hand you were dealt. So we got to keep that in mind, because I would love to make the 60-day cash, but I will tell you right now that I will argue that, you know what, we weren't given a fair shake like everybody else, and we weren't supported from their point and from the very beginning. So we're here, and we got 30 days cash, and that's the way it's going to have to be. And we carried over $220,000. This year's going to be a little bit tougher, but, you know, we'll persevere once again because we're resilient. So.
Yeah. My only offer, maybe additional comment, is that during our review for our renewal, when we went up to DOE, there was, I can't remember the woman's name. Do you remember the woman's name that was sitting on the charter review panel on the right-hand side that kept bugging us?
And, about our finances.
Yeah, about our finances. Mm-hmm. And to Pat's point, we've been very, very diligent and to some extent a little lucky, but also working very, very hard, and I think we can easily defend that trying to maintain a 60-day cash. And then if you talk to him, he's going to say, well, look, if we've got X number of dollars out that we've got to hold for USDA and so on and so forth, we can meet that 60-day cash. I guess my only point is 30-day cash plus summer encumbrance is a pretty good cash position to be in. So I'm very comfortable with that.
Yeah, well, we hope to be more, but and if you don't know, the 60-day cash is only there in case we close. So we always say failure is not an option. We're not closing anyway. So.
Yeah, we're not closing. All right. You want to talk about next year? Projections and stuff for next year?
Yeah, can we go to my other sheet?
Yeah. Which one do you want to do?
What is that
one? Yeah, what's that one?
You want to do the web report?
What form do you have there? I already went over 81,000 for the.
No, that's the federal. That's the federal grant.
That was a federal grant,
isn't it?
Yeah, that was a federal grant sheet that I have from CBOSA.
Okay.
Yeah, I already said we have 81,000 left in federal money.
So I'm sorry, I didn't know where you were going. I interrupted you, Pat. Sorry.
That's okay.
All right, so where are we?
What do you want to go to, Pat?
No, that's fine. So we look at our web report
here.
This will go on the website. You know, you can see it. So look over that. See if you have any questions. Some of the materials where I said were expenditures a little bit higher, you can see that on the right down there when it's 130%, 117, 111. Again, that's just us fine-tuning our budget this coming year.
This is what's placed on the website. We have to do a formal vote every month on our web report. And typically it is a broader picture of what we just went through and, quite frankly, what we do at CBOC, which is a full wash of the budget and all that sort of stuff. Any questions on web report? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the web report?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second? I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions or noes? Seeing none, pass. Thank you. All right, Pat. Now we're to your...
Okay. So looking to next year, Right now, we have 448 students signed on. We have another meeting Thursday with a brother and a sister that just moved here from New Jersey. So we'll see how that goes. Plus, I estimate that, you know, my birthday is August 1st. And it's always like the worst day to have a birthday when a school, because it's something like when August hits, all the families remember, oh, school's coming. Yeah. So, I mean, our phones are hot all day long, and we just
calls.
No, I get to celebrate. Worst day of the year. Anyways, so we have 448. I once you look at the Commandant's reports, you can see the big figure is not so much the enrollment; it's the unit count.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because that is our funding model. That's what determines what funds we get. If you go on down there, you can see that we had 436, and our units was 28.77. So it's a big difference. Mm-hmm. The 30-unit mark is a big threshold. Because...
What that means is if we've got... is it 32 or is it 30... When we do that, that means we're now having to hire some more teachers to cover the classrooms. Is that what you're getting to?
Correct. We're going to have more staff members this year just to meet our needs of our students. But we also have, like, we've had three secretaries in this building. And this year we'll finally get paid for having three secretaries in this building.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Because we finally hit that threshold of 30 units.
Right. And that was part of the nursing. There were certain...
Well, nursing...
That
nursing
was lower, but there's... Up. Isn't there also a higher unit count that starts paying for administrative support and
we'll
also...
We get 100% of that this year.
All right. And we also get... There's another unit count that gets you another assistant principal and sort of that sort of... Okay. And that's where this is.
Right. So that's...
Okay.
So we're going to have more monies coming in. So like I said, I feel we're in good shape. I have to narrow it down and get a better feel for it. And we're going to start doing that tomorrow with Dorsal. So,
all right. And you think probably 448, maybe 450 by the time September rolls around, somewhere around there.
I think it should be right around 450.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Wonderful. All right. Next.
Okay. Because of that, the schedule's done for next year, and we have 22 sections of health and physical education. So break that in half, that's 11 sections each for each teacher. We can't have one teacher do 22 sections. So we had to hire a new health and PE teacher. And Ms. Eidler, as you know, remember if you don't, she taught English for us last year. She's also certified in health and PE, and actually is actually her dream of doing health and PE and coaching. So she slid over. So now we're in a process of interviewing for a new ELA 9 position.
All right, cool.
Going for 2 days, and so things are going well. So, just some events and trips. Of course, they went out to the STEM camp at Randolph-Macon. We had four cadets with Master Sergeant Byrd. And we had four cadets go out to the National Drill Camp at Texas A&M. They're all back safe and sound. And right now we have six cadets up at the Outdoor Odyssey Camp in Boswell, PA.
Is that where Bob is?
He's back, but that's where they're at.
Okay.
And if you ever go up there, that's very close to the Flight 93 Memorial.
Oh, really?
It's out in the middle. They stop there. He took all the kids by there on the way to the camp because they pass it. Or we passed it. Because I that's my neck of the woods because I'm, you know, I'm from Johnstown. So and so that's, you know, I always tell about the area, but they're out in the middle of nowhere. When he said he dropped the kids off, there was no cell phone coverage.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect.
They know what to do with themselves. It's free time.
So as you can see, look at our future dates. Things are coming up quick. August 12th, we got a number of camps, fall sports. Everything's rolling starting on the 12th.
When's induction day? I forgot to put the 19th or something.
24th? Is
it Friday?
It's Friday the
23rd, 22nd, 27th?
No, that's
too late. That's too late. It's got to be the weekend.
It's third. It's after the it's POW MI. MID.
What day is that?
20th is Friday.
20th. September.
All right. 20th September induction day. Got it.
So, but what I wanted to tell you is that on the 19th is our welcome back breakfast for the staff.
Yep.
Always bought there.
And this is when the bus guys are here too.
Yes, everybody's yep. here, so I want to invite you all to come out. I know it's early in the morning, but...
What date is that?
Monday, August 19th.
Yep, I'll be here. This is when we do a little breakfast and all, and I just basically thank everybody for coming back, but it's a big deal for thanking our bus drivers and our transportation guys. That's always an important thing for those guys.
What was the time again? I'm sorry.
08.
I thought you said it was early.
Well, for most people, you know. Not everybody's like you and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ugh, gosh. Go to bed. I mean, why bother going to bed? I mean, it's 4.
I know Blair. He's up here at 4. Usually, when I come into the school,
you're here at 4 a.m.?
No, probably about 5:30. When I come to school at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock, people are already down in the gym working out. Bird and all those guys.
That, yeah, here, yeah. McCombs and all of them.
Gosh. Well, McCombs is a lunatic.
Yes.
This is our major. He is an avid runner and works out like crazy. And if you are here in Clayton anytime during the morning or afternoon and you see this guy just hauling ass down the road in these little shorts and no T-shirt, you're going, who the hell is this running? And it's ours. Mm-hmm. It's McCombs.
Yep.
He's a fast runner, too. I mean,
well, he ran in college.
He's been running all his life. Sort of a Forrest Gump kind of thing going on here. All right, sorry. We digress.
And then so we have the breakfast. The next day, we have the prayer walk.
What's that? That's new, isn't it?
That was a community organization. So the community churches got together and to pray for the new school year. They went around to all the local schools, mostly in Kent County. And church groups came out here. And, of course, Colonel and I were here. We met with them. And I think Major McCombs is here, too. So that's just there for your knowledge. And we invite our cadets and their families to come up.
So that's in Clayton, in the town of Clayton?
No, it's right here in your school.
Oh, in the school. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they go to different schools and do it, or they're
correct.
Just doing
it? They go to different schools and they have these, yes.
Okay. Interesting.
C3? The church here on Wheatley Pond Road.
Oh,
they're the big ones for those.
Okay.
Of course, the 26th, the next Monday, is first day for our new cadets. 27th is first day for returning cadets, and so we'll have everybody on station, and then we'll get all the little stuff out of the way, take a 96, and get ready to
hit it.
Yep.
All right, cool. All right, tell me about, I wanted to get a little bit more back into the budget when we get to that, but tell me what's the room change stuff.
Okay, so... As you know, last year, A109 and D109 were big rooms, similar to this. We split them.
Right.
C109 was not split. We used like that as a multi-purpose
right.
room. Any type we did ASVAB testing, we had the 50 kids in a desk or anything like that, we used it. I'm going to split it. So that means this space becomes more of a multi. What I would like to do with your permission is one half of the C109 would be pretty large. I want to take a lot of this collaboration space and put it over there in C109 and have that, all the bookcases, and put it in that area there.
All right. Go ahead.
Within the school.
Okay.
Then
what happens?
Well, nothing. What we're going to do is the old board member tables and everything, I'm going to bring them over here and set them up. So we need this as a large space. It's available for us, like as a multi-purpose room.
All right, two things. When we split those other rooms in Alpha and Delta, we had problems, if you remember, Kevin, with the doors. and placement of the doors. So how are we going to, how are you going to make the one side larger than the other and have door access from the hallway?
If you want to take a break, we can walk over there and look at it right now.
All right.
It's right there. I can show you A109.
Okay. Is that, anybody have any issue with that? Take a little walk.
Field trip.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's do that. Yeah, tell you what. Let's do a quick motion to adjourn to do a review of the classroom. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
A motion to adjourn the meeting to review the potential classroom renovation.
All right, cool. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? Seeing none. All right, pass. Show us adjourn for a quick few moments. All right, thank you.